Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Today's story is of a diver's fight for life. I want to tell it to you just as Frank Marlowe told it to me, in 3 minutes and 48 seconds by his watch, the exact time of the diver's fight. It doesn't sound long, does it? But imagine it from the diver's viewpoint, already 30 seconds down and moving steadily beyond the green door. Matteo had been underwater for nearly a minute by Frank Marlowe's watch. Frank could see him clearly, brown-skinned and goggled, out to break the island endurance record of 3 minutes. The first minute had passed, and Matteo was gliding lazily along the bottom of the lagoon. Suddenly his body writhed, turned, and spun around the axis of his left hand. He had been thinking too much of the record he would set, and the celebration later in the village. He had paid too little attention to the treacherous bottom. A giant clam, the terrible Tridacna compressor, had closed around his left hand, clamping shut like the jaws of a vise. At 2 minutes, 2 minutes underwater and trapped. There was nothing Marlowe could do. 15 feet was the best he had ever achieved. And Matteo was 60 feet down on the lagoon floor, furiously driving his knife between the clam's jaws, trying to pierce the great muscle that gave the clam its bear-trap strength. The hand of Frank's stopwatch crept inexorably towards 3 minutes. The stale air in his lungs begged for release, beating at the barrier of his throat. That terrible need for air drove all other pain from the diver's mind. Air. Air. But there was no air. Nothing but steel compression hands tightening around his chest. Red dots dancing before his eyes. And cloudy black blood drifting from his nose, mouth and ears. 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Strangulation had become the universe. It was a dark green world of pain with the maniac's hand still driving a knife into the clam, into his fingers, into the clam, into nothingness. 3 minutes and 40 seconds. He had pierced the great muscle and was drifting upward without volition. Now his splintered teeth could no longer hold back the dead air. It spilled furiously from his throat and bubbled upward through lacy streamers of blood, bringing a moment's relief, heralding the approach of death. The bright surface seemed a million miles away, and Matteo screamed without sound to keep from gasping in water, while his tortured lungs hammered against his chest and shrieked for air, begged to breathe water if there was no air, prayed to breathe water quickly and die. And then Matteo's head broke to the surface, and Frank dragged him aboard. 3 minutes, 48 seconds, exactly. Matteo's eyes flickered when he heard, and he tried to smile. So little time, really. And it set a record for the island, and Frank doesn't think that it will ever be beaten. Some years later, a tourist on the island said he'd heard that drowning was a quick and easy death. Matteo was able to tell him that it took slightly longer than 3 minutes and 48 seconds, and that it wasn't easy. ¶¶